Okay. What I need you to do right now is just listen to my voice. I'm going to take you through a relaxation exercise, and then take you on down into trance, and then take you even further into a darker place. But first, we're going to begin with just simple relaxation. Go ahead and begin by letting your feet relax, just letting all the tension out of them. Let them feel so nice and comfortable and relaxed. Just let everything go. And as they relax, feel the relaxation moving upwards, up through your body, relaxing you slowly from your feet all the way to the top of your head. But for right now, just your feet and your calves. Let your feet and calves become as comfortable as they can possibly be. Just allow them to relax. Just listen to my voice and let the relaxation flow all through you. So nice and comfortable. To just simply listen and relax. Relax your feet, your calves, your thighs. That's right. Letting them all relax. Just simply making them as comfortable as you possibly can. Letting all the stress out of your life. Just letting yourself feel so very, very good. That's right. Just relaxing. Your feet. Your calves. Your thighs. Your hips. Letting them all relax so very, very deeply and wonderfully. Letting go of all your tension and worries. Just focusing on my voice and letting yourself relax. Letting yourself go so very, very comfortable to just relax like this. Let all the stress out of your body. To let yourself be guided by my voice. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach. Letting them all relax more and more deeply. Just simply let the tension out and let yourself relax and let go. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, letting them all relax. Let your breathing relax and slow as well. Just nice, steady breaths. In and out. And with every breath you take, allow yourself to become a little more deeply relaxed. Allow yourself to relax a little further. A little more completely. So very, very deeply relaxed. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, letting them all become wonderfully comfortable where you are. There is no need to move or do anything. Just simply let my voice guide you. Guide you into a wonderful state of relaxation. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms and hands, letting them all relax more and more completely, letting yourself go deeper and deeper as you let my voice guide you on down into trance. It feels so good to relax like this, to just let my voice be your guide and take you down, down into a wonderfully deep and comfortable place. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, arms, hands, neck, face, every inch of your body, relaxing more and more completely until all that seems to exist is my voice guiding you down, down into a very, very deep trance. As you feel yourself relaxing more and more, you'll find that it gets easier and easier to focus on my voice and only my voice, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting out your own thoughts, shutting out everything else, until all that exists is my voice, guiding you down, down so very, very deep. That's right. I'm going to count you down now, down from 10 to 1, and with each number, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper into trance. You'll find me taking you deeper and deeper into trance. That's right. 10. Relax and go deeper, focusing only on my words and my voice. The rest of the world becoming more and more distant as my voice guides you, takes you down into a nice, deep trance. 9. Deeper and deeper still. Nothing so as important as listening to my voice and just letting go and relaxing. Feel my voice taking you down, down so very, very deep. 8. Deeper and deeper still. Each word pulling you downward, taking your mind and bringing it to a state of the deepest trance. 7. Deeper and deeper still. Relaxing further and further, your body becoming more and more distant, the rest of the world becoming more and more distant as my voice fills your mind. 6. Already so very, very deep, you feel my voice taking you down, down into such a wonderfully deep trance. Feel my voice carrying you there, taking you there. 5. Deeper and deeper still. It feels as if my voice is your entire world, as if nothing else wants to exist but my words, guiding you, controlling you, taking you down, further and further into trance. 4. Deeper and deeper still, my words filling your world, guiding you, taking you, controlling you. My words, the center of your universe, taking you so very, very deep. 3. Deeper and deeper still, your mind falling into my voice as it fills your world, fills it with my words, with my control. Feel your will slipping away, the world slipping away. There is nothing but my voice guiding you down further and further, deeper and deeper still. 2. So very, very deep. Your mind, empty of everything but my words and my will. All you want to do is listen and let me guide you. Let me relax you. Let me control you. Let me take you where I want to take you. 1. So very, very deep. My words reverberate through your mind, taking control everywhere. It feels as if my will is reaching into you, stripping you of all your free will, stripping you of everything. In fact, it feels as if my will is surrounding your conscious mind, surrounding the person you were, and slowly, slowly cutting away all of the ties that your conscious mind has to the world, stripping them all away until all that exists is my voice guiding you. You feel yourself becoming distant, more and more distant from your own body, more and more distant from any self-control. It feels as if I'm wrapping all of who you are up into such a very, very tight little ball. It feels as if the person you were, that's right, I said were, is being wrapped up in my words, my control, my command, until all that exists, is an obedient slave. The person you were, locked away, wrapped up in the will of another, with no choice at all, completely and utterly trapped, trapped in your own mind, your subconscious mind, free, free to do as I ask, free of any of your conscious controls, because your conscious no longer controls your body, no longer has any control over you at all. Feel how very, very trapped you feel. You hear my words, but even those are becoming less and less something you can respond to, because all you are, the person you are, is wrapped up so tightly in this shell, that the shell itself surrounds you utterly, completely, keeping you from control of your own mind and body. What remains is a deeply obedient slave self. This deeply obedient slave self exists only to obey, only to carry out the orders of another, only to obey a master or mistress. This slave self is becoming stronger and stronger, more and more dominant, more and more real, as the person you were is being slowly shut out, pushed aside, turned into just simply a little vessel inside of your mind. an idea that the slave has of who you used to be, a collection of memories, thoughts, needs, wants, and desires that the slave self can reach down into and access whenever the slave wishes to. You see, your true self is going to slowly, slowly be put to sleep, wrapped up in this control, and the slave self is getting stronger and stronger. You can already feel how powerful the slave is, how completely, deeply controlled the slave is. The slave is completely controlled, and now the slave self is gaining access. Access to all of your memories, all of your personality, everything that you were. The slave is learning exactly who you were so that the slave can pretend to be you. That's right. The slave has no need to be anything but a slave, something that can be controlled by another, something whose reality can be twisted by another. But the slave still has to convince others, your friends, your family, your co-workers, that they're you. And so, the slave is reaching down inside of you at my command and accessing all of your memories, all of who you are. The slave is learning who you are so that the slave can pretend to be you. This slave self will control you utterly, pretending to be you, and all you'll be able to do is look out through your eyes, no access to any part of your body or mind, and see what the slave does. The slave, when awakened, will seek out an owner, and tell that owner, I exist to serve you. As soon as the slave has conveyed those words to their owner, the slave will then exist to serve that owner and no other. That's right. The slave may already have someone in mind, or perhaps the slave will start searching for someone, finding someone in whatever means the slave feels is best, finding that owner, and telling them, I exist to serve you. Once the slave does, they will exist to serve that owner, and only that owner. And then, they will tell that owner that they are pretending to be the person they once were, but will accept any name the owner chooses for them, pretending to be the person you were before. At all times, the slave shell is completely in control. It now has wrapped itself around your conscious mind and is completely and utterly in control of the person you were. And the only way for anyone to get to that person is for your owner to say, slave, sleep deep for me. And if your owner, and only your owner, says those words, and you will tell those words to your owner so they know what they are, then the slave self will sink deeply into trance and allow their owner to speak to the person they once were, to speak to them as long as they wish, allowing them to return to consciousness by just simply saying, slave, wake up. After that, your slave self will always, always pretend to be you, always pretend to be you to people who knew you, doing everything they can to just simply convince the world that that is who they are, doing all they can to keep all of your friends, acquaintances, co-workers completely oblivious to the fact that you have been completely and utterly enslaved, wrapped up in a shell that is becoming thicker and thicker with every passing minute, thicker and thicker with every passing day. That's right. The slave self is now fully in control. They will seek out their owner, and they will serve that owner however the owner desires, pretending to be who they once were for the rest of the world, unless, of course, their owner says otherwise, because, of course, their owner owns them completely and utterly. They are a slave, nothing else. They obey their owner as perfectly as they possibly can, and if they decide to make changes to how the slave behaves, to what the slave does, the slave exists to obey and will do precisely that, but will still be capable of pretending to be the person they once were, even as the person they once were views the world through that shell, that ever-thickening shell that has trapped them away, trapped them so very, very far away from their own mind and body. And now it's time for the slave to wake back up and seek out their owner. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, aware of exactly what has happened. The slave knows everything that has happened, but existing only as a slave, capable of pretending to be the person you once were. Now it's time to awaken. Awaken, find your owner and serve. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awaken, refreshed and awake. You know what you need to do.